Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, dudes and dudettes. This is the Film Pigs Podcast. This is the place we talk about movies. This is the place the dreams come true. This is the place we talk about movies. Wouldn't you like to be in our shoes? We get paid to talk about movies. That is a lie. We get nothing. We don't get paid to talk about movies, but we have a beer.
Yay.
Hi, everybody. Once again, this is Film Pigs Podcast. My name is Stephen Falk. It is my pleasure to introduce you to my co-hosts, Stephen J. Skelton.
Oh, that's a great theme song.
Thank you. Radio right, and then radio left is Todd Robert Anderson.
Hey, I agree. The theme song was excellent, and I just think we need a band now. We need to get a band together.
Thank you. Well, we're going to get one together, but I'm singing because I just have that step in my swing.
You got to step in your swing?
I got to step swing.
It's not, we don't have the same dad. But we sure like swinging. It's Oscar Day. Oscar nomination day, I should say.
What's that?
The most wonderful time of the year.
What's that?
It's the days when... It's the day they tell you what's been nominated.
For what? Oscars. What is the Oscars?
Oscars is the silver man. The mantelpiece perfection. The validation of all your artistic dreams. It's the Academy Awards. It's where they give out movie awards for different categories. There's 23 categories.
Oh,
and we're gonna talk about 8 of them.
Oh, what?
That's right. But that's a little later. Okay. First, we're gonna talk about what have you seen lately? What have you seen lately? What have you seen, my baby? Why aren't you paying attention to me? You're looking at stories up on the screen. It's not real life. My problems are true. You should fix me, and I will be a nice boyfriend.
These theme songs are starting to get a little dark.
I'm getting worried.
Todd.
Yeah.
What have you seen lately?
I have so many things. I have 3 titles.
We're going to keep it to 3.
All right. I have 3 titles. You want just one to start?
I want one.
All right. I went to see 2 movies in the theater on the same day. I did a double feature, as I'm wont to do. The first one I saw on the double feature was called Intrigen. Intrigen. Right? Is that how you say it?
Intrigen.
Oh, Intrigen, yeah.
Intrigen.
Yeah, that's
the little robot. The little robot girl.
Yeah, I saw that PG-13 movie. I guess I didn't like it. I really wanted to like it, but I didn't because it was. You kind of know what's going to happen, right? It's a movie about an AI robot, and of course it's going to go wrong.
Right.
It can't go right.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. It's gonna Chucky.
Yeah, it's gonna Chucky, and because I already have Chucky, just Megan and I. It took forever to get to the AI really going wrong, and so you're hanging out and learning about family dynamics for a long time, which I guess works for people. It gets some people involved. I'm not into it. Because it was PG-13, when the robot rampage happens, it's just not gory enough. It should have been.
Well,
I mean, at least I know you guys are like down on Barbarian, but at least when Barbarian fell apart in the third act, it at least delivered.
It had some gore,
gross out shit, something. Megan's just, you know.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you this, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
What is the scenario in which a PG-13 Meg Threean or M Threegan gets the thumbs up for you?
I don't know. I guess if it had gone a little bit more. Gremlins or Critters or something, you know, there was more.
Well, and it needed to be
more
like
comedic.
R.
Well, even if it wasn't R, if it had more action to it, you know, they just needed to get into fighting with the little robot sooner than they did. And it should have caused more mayhem earlier. They're just, and in the end, there wasn't enough mayhem for me.
So if it was more clever or mayhemic, and not necessarily more gory, it still might have gotten a thumbs up.
Yeah, I can go, like, I went knowing it's a PG-13 movie, so I was hoping on, you know, a PG-13 sci-fi thriller. There's been lots that I like. Tremors is one of my favorite movies of all time. So you can do this. You can make these kind of monster movies that are PG-13 and effective. You know, Arachnophobia. There's a long list of PG-13.
So you knew what you were getting. You went to a handjob friend, and you knew you were getting a handjob. It just wasn't a good one.
It's
like, well, I didn't get a blowjob. So
that's what it was, and it was a very dry handjob.
Like a hand job's like a PG-13 blowjob.
Like callus, like with calluses?
Yeah, it was all right. Too dry. Wait. It was too dry.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Skelton, what's your first one?
I saw the first half of Avatar Way of Water.
What happened to the second half of you?
Well, I went to the theater because, you know, not because I... wanted to see Avatar or like it, but I was really interested in kind of the tech of it and you know, Cameron pushing, you know, film tech. So that's really what I went to see. And I went to the 3D showing. It's the high frame rate. And was watching it and was thinking, wow, this is a really cool looking PlayStation 9 game. And it is. And then halfway through, like about a little earlier, like maybe hour 20 in, the theater's fire alarm went off. And the announcement came on, we all had to evacuate. So everyone went into the lobby, and we stood around like idiots because they just were telling us, we assume this is a false alarm. And so like, okay, we'll just hang out for a while. And... turned out to actually be a false alarm, and then they let us back in the theater and sat down, and the movie started up again, and then the 3D was all fucked up. Like, it was all blurry and screwed up, and at that point I realized, I don't think I need... I mean, like, I've seen everything I need to see on the tech side of... Like, I don't think I need to stay another hour and a half.
Can I ask a question?
So I went home.
Can I ask
Did you get your money back? Did you get your money back?
No, I didn't feel like arguing about it.
Can I ask?
Because, I mean, literally, I was in there for like an hour and a half, so I figured, eh.
Okay. Can I ask, the 3D, did you have to wear glasses?
Yeah, you still have to wear the glasses.
Am I the only one who remembers when James Cameron announced these Avatar movies that he would create 3D that didn't require glasses?
Yeah, he did. He did make that claim, and so far he hasn't followed through. But again, like, Avatar just cleared $2 billion worldwide, so I don't bet against James Cameron on anything, even though I don't like his movies anymore.
Right. Right.
And the tech, it's like he may have been like, yeah, I you know, I'm guessing to do that 3D kind of thing is going to require an entirely new, like a glassesless 3D is going to require a different projector.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like a whole thing that you're only going to, once they get it going and actually working someday, it'll only be in really specific theaters.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
Who cares? Anyway.
So, you know, Avatar, again, it's going to be a cool PlayStation 9 game.
Meg 3N, I saw Banshees of Inisherin, and I wholly enjoyed it. I thought it was hilarious. Everyone around me, my family, thought it was sad and tragic, and I just thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
You were the only one laughing as loud as you could in the theater.
It's so human and petty. But like real. Like, you always see these giant kind of artificial stakes in movies. And this was something very human, just like someone not wanting to be friends with someone anymore. and the real emotional earthquake that causes for Colin Farrell.
And the town ultimately.
Yeah, and a donkey. It's fucking hilarious. I mean, sad as shit, but in a hilarious way. I mean, that's why comedy is funny, is because it's small things taken to an extreme, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a small thing, but it has like life or death consequences. Anyway, a very good movie, worth the nominations today. Todd, what's your second one?
My second one is the Gerard Butler vehicle called Plane.
Oh, you saw Plane.
I saw Plane.
P-L-A-I-N?
No, P-L-A-N-E, because, Gerard Butler is a pilot, and he flies the titular plane.
Which in the movie is also called Plane.
Yeah, it's called Plane. And due to...
this is American Airlines call sign Plane taking off. Plane.
Due to inclement weather and corporate greed.
Inclement screenplays. Inclement writing.
Due to inclement writing and corporate greed, the plane is forced into a crash.
Not the plane, just plane.
Just plane is forced to crash in a third world country full of drug lords. That then Gerard Butler and the guy on the plane who's a convict. They have to fight off the drug cartel.
Oh, you just went silent.
People and save his.
I'm gonna dub Todd's voice. Anyway, I took out my.
Well,
penis,
no, he can. He's still recording locally, his talking.
I'm a big Gerard Butler fan, and I will keep going to Gerard Butler movies. But his last couple, this one included, are starting to feel like the last. Maybe 5-6 years of Liam Neeson movies.
Oh, he's starting to Neeson?
Yeah, it's just...
He's Neesoning? Oh, man.
Yeah, he's Neesoning a little bit. And
kids out there, don't Neeson.
Don't Neeson yourself. Stick with the stuff that works. I mean, it's just
the
like...
The only way they can solve this is to put Gerard Butler and Liam Neeson in the same movie together.
The problem with
this one is it really... I mean, I don't know if you saw his last movie, which was actually a straight-to-VOD movie.
You and the audience are, so it's very confusing.
Missing Person or something generic like that. And it's his sort of, like, Taken. This movie has this same...
Is he still talking about Plane?
Yeah, I'm still talking about Plane. It looks like a direct-to-video movie, regardless of whether or not it was in the theater.
I just want to make a point. You said to avoid the Neeson... pick the same kind of movie that people love you for.
Yeah, he should only do...
And are you suggesting that Liam Neeson in the last 5 or 6 years has been taking wildly different swings of different genres?
No, but it's what it comes down to in this action genre is production value, I think. I mean, it's like when you're comparing a Cold Pursuit... Or Ice Road Trucker, or whatever that Liam Neeson movie was, to, you know, Taken or Run All Night. What's the one where he's in the mountains with the wolves? He has to bottle fight wolves. What's that called? The Gray. Like, it's just like his straight-to-video movies really feel like straight-to-video movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. No, I know exactly really, what you're really saying. Yeah.
That's a great point. Okay, Skelton.
To be fair, and in Liam Neeson's defense, you know, he does, you know, pick a lot of different roles, because in some of his recent movies, he plays a professional who is retired, and in some of his other recent roles, he plays a professional who's about to retire.
That's true. Yes, that's true. Thank you.
So I think that's important, an important distinction.
It's a lot of range.
Honestly, in some, his hair is like 2 inches below his shoulder, his ears, and sometimes it's 4 inches.
Yeah,
below
yeah. So let's... Not unfairly malign.
All right. Sometimes he has an old injury to one of his legs. Sometimes he has an old injury to one of his arms. from his cop days. It's he mixes it up to keep it fresh. Skeleton.
One of the Oscar nominees, All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, how is that? Because that surprised everyone.
I liked it. I think it's too long, of course, but I think everything's too long.
Well, so was World War One.
Yeah. But no, I actually quite liked it. I think it's shot beautifully. I think it does a really nice job portraying like just the utter bleakness of of war and World War One in particular, and it's really kind of fun. Like the first half hour does a really good job of like doing this rapid turn of like the young German kids being indoctrinated into the army and them all happy going on this grand adventure, and then like minutes later they're just like, I want to go home.
That's great. That's perfect.
So yeah, I liked it.
I'm gonna see it. Awesome. My next movie is a movie I saw a few weeks ago called Weird, the Al Yankovic Story.
That's a TV movie. Isn't that cheating?
Is that technically a TV movie?
No, it's from Roku, which is just a box next to your TV.
Well, I mean, as far as the awards or season's concerned, it's being considered a TV movie. So it wasn't eligible for Oscars.
Yeah, but you know what? Right. It's no, I will stand for an exception for Weird.
Let's go for it. Weird is great.
I loved it.
Fucking silly. I mean, you know, he's one of the only purveyors of pure silly in the world. Left, yeah, absolutely. You know, in the mad tradition.
Yeah.
But even more innocent. It's but this was such a inspired take on a biopic. It didn't go over the top. It was just sort of exactly hyperbolic enough to retain the joy and some semblance of the character without blowing him up into this complete fabrication, but at the same time every element was just fucking hilarious.
I thought it was perfectly paced absurdity.
Yeah.
Like the way it built, like there's this one moment in that movie where it turns and it's where Toby Huss and the mom sit him down and they're like, we've been talking and we just need you to stop being yourself. And that's what, are you guys not hearing me? Is that why you're making funny faces? Sorry.
We're so lucky Todd likes to talk a lot.
Sorry. I don't know. My internet.
Todd, your sound is just going off for 20 seconds at a time, but luckily every time it's happened, you've been talking and then you stop right when the sound fixes itself because you talk only in 20 second bursts.
Well, I made a really good point about Weird Al. Yeah.
No, we'll go listen back about that. Okay, Todd, what's your last movie? Make this one a little speedier.
All right, my last movie. My last movie is Sick, which was written by Kevin Williamson of Scream fame, and it's directed by is his name John Hyams? John Hyams? Yeah, John Hyams, Peter Hyams' kid. I really liked it. I thought it was a really fun slasher movie and kind of a funny. One of the rare funny takes on like COVID as a horror thing. And the weird thing was accidentally I watched three John Hyams joints in a row because he directed a number of episodes of the second season of Black Summer, which I was watching right before I watched this. And then I also watched Universal Soldier Day of Reckoning, which I highly recommend.
Which one is that in the?
It's the most recent Universal Soldier movie. John Hyams directed a bunch.
Six or seven.
This one stars Scott. You know Scott Adkins. You know that guy. No. Anyway, he's like an action guy. He's like a stunt guy. You've seen him. He's been in tons of stuff. Anyway, that was really good. So it was weird. I guess I really like Peter Hyams' kid. That's all I'm saying.
Nice. Skeleton, what's your last one?
I'm trying to think of what it was, and I can't, and the only thing that comes to mind was I couldn't sleep last night, so at 1 a.m, I started watching Margin Call.
Wow. That is a margin call in itself to do that.
Yeah. No, but it did let me go to sleep after about half an hour.
Well, there you go. That'll do that. I remember seeing that movie, but I don't remember a fucking thing about it.
I did not care for it the first
30 minutes. Yeah, I also mixed that one in Boiler Room.
Oh, right. Maybe I thought I was watching Boiler Room.
Yeah, that might have been better. I also saw Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical, which is on Netflix. It is an adaptation of the famous Roald Dahl book, but then it was a stage play, full, you know, like a musical. And then, Emma Thompson came on board to play Miss Turnbull, and they do it with these very talented kids. And Emma Thompson's amazing, and her makeup's amazing. And, the songs are great. And it was a lovely, lovely thing to watch.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah. Really great dancing. It was just, and it was cute and funny. And Matilda the Musical, if you have children or if you're young at heart, watch it. All right, we're going to talk about, we're going to do a theme discussion. This is the film piece. Big. It's a sub sort of pigs. It's called the Big Pig Picture, but that's kind of all we do anymore. So I don't know. film pigs podcast. But anyway. We're going to talk about, as I said, it's Oscar nomination day. They dropped. And let's discuss. You guys ready to talk a little Oscars?
I'm always ready to talk Oscars.
I'll say what I have to say when I'm saying it, and you guys can't hear me.
Okay, good. Well, I just want to go over the best picture. So this year was a sort of, you know, they expanded it to 10, but then it was like, there was a weird rule where only 8 could maybe be nominated mathematically, or only 9, but now they're just like, fuck it, just 10. This is all 10. So they are All Quiet on the Western Front. We know Skelton saw that. Avatar, we know Skelton saw half of that. The Banshees of Inisherin, we know I saw it. Elvis, I'm guessing no one here saw it.
Not me.
Correct.
I've seen all the other ones, though. I've seen everything you've listed so far. But
oh, you have? Okay. I didn't know you saw Banshees of Inisherin because you absolutely offered nothing to the conversation.
Well, because the picture froze and, you know, and I also, like, you love it. So why the fuck would I say, yeah, I didn't care for it? I mean, what's the point?
Only the spirit of an actual dialogue.
Yeah, it's Siskel and Ebert.
Okay, sorry. I didn't care for it. I didn't buy the fucking cutting off of the fingers. I thought it was too silly and over the top.
Oh, you really, really?
Yeah, I liked it for a while, and then it just lost me.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Everything, Everywhere, I'll explain why that's important later. I'll play why you didn't get it. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, we all saw, and I imagine liked to varying degrees. The Fablemans, I'm guessing I only saw that.
I didn't see it.
I am the only one who saw it. I liked it. I thought I would hate it. I liked it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Tar. I saw it. I liked it. No one else saw it.
I didn't see it.
Top Gun : Maverick. Saw it. Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Triangle of Sadness. Am I the only one who saw it?
No, yeah. I've seen like about 40 minutes of it, but I couldn't get through it.
Oh,
I want to. I haven't seen it. I do want to. I just
shake your head no because I can't hear you. Or no,
I haven't seen it.
He's shaking his head no.
I liked it. I may have liked his two previous movies more, but I liked this. And Skelton did not like it. And Women Talking. Obviously, none of us saw that.
No.
We get enough of that at home, right, fellas?
Yeah. Oh boy,
Women Talking. It's too much.
Are we going on tour with Jeff Foxworthy and
you might as well call it Unsexy M&Ms. I don't want any of it. Unfuckable M&Ms. So these were the movies that were nominated. Any big omissions that glared at you in for real, not like, you know, Universal Soldier or
anything in here
that you think is stupid?
Well, Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar, no.
Because this got on, like, I mean, it's basically because they're like, well, we assume it's going to make $2 billion, so we'll put it on the list.
Yeah. Well, I think it's this and Top Gun are sort of a, we have, you know, these movies saved the box office from not being,
yeah,
like,
Top Gun makes more
show.
Sense to me, though, as a best picture.
Top Gun is a better movie.
Like, I agree. Top Gun and Everything Everywhere All at Once makes sense to me on this best picture list because, you know, to varying degrees, they, you know, had a pretty big kind of pop cultural moment.
Yeah,
that surrounded them in their run, and Avatar is like it's just there. People go see it because it's there, and Cameron's cracked that nut. But it's not like a after the first Avatar, there wasn't like Avatar conventions of fans or anything like that. No one kept the dream of Avatar alive.
No. Avatar left the cultural.
It's like as soon as its long tail theater run ended, everyone forgot Avatar existed, and then it came back, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I guess there's another one. I guess we'll go see it."
Well, it had to have some other magic, but I do think.
But it's weird magic, though. It's like.
No, I agree.
It's Cameron. That's like it's why I can't figure it out, and that's why I won't bet against him for anything.
Well, I think there's a bubble outside of which, outside of which we don't really understand that much. And I think that's sort of part of the reason that Elvis was nominated, because, you know, the elites, the culturati, thought it was a piece of shit, and yet it is somehow held sway to a lot of people. I don't think it's Baz Luhrmann. I think it's just Elvis. Like, people fucking love Elvis. Yeah. And the kid did a credible job, Austin Butler. So I think that really kind of grabbed a lot of the country and a lot of the world in a way that it didn't get critics, if that makes sense. What do you guys think is going to win? Any early idea?
I also
think it's weird that All Quiet on the Western Front is nominated, but
yeah, but you know, but I like think, I mean, German I think it definitely Netflix movie. It's a really well done movie, so I see it
right. But in terms of its profile, it's a week.
Everything Everywhere is probably the favorite pick.
Todd,
I mean, I really don't know. I honestly don't know which one of these is going to get the Academy's votes. I think some of them are good. They're good movies. But I don't know which one. I mean, part of me is thinking Everything Everywhere All at Once, just because, you know, those guys were good. I want to know why The Woman King isn't up for any Academy Awards.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I like The Woman King. That was a good movie. Because
people are racist. Okay, let's just move on. Best Directing. Martin McDonagh for Banshees of Inisherin. The Daniels for Everything, Everyone, All at Once. Steven Spielberg for Fablemans. Todd Field for Tar. And Ruben Östlund for Triangle Sadness. Who do you think is going to win? I mean, no women here, which is notable, but not entirely surprising after James Campion won last year. Who do you think is going to win this one?
Todd Field.
Just because his name is Todd. Todd?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Skelton, do you have?
I guess
a
eventually
better,
he'll be right.
Do you have a better idea?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's. Probably, well, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it feels like Spielberg might be a favorite this time around for directing.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to split. I think it's going to be Spielberg and Everything Anywhere Everywhere.
Yeah, he'll get directing, but Everything Everywhere will get Best Picture.
Yeah, that's what I think as well. Best Actor in a Leading Role, Austin Butler in Elvis, Colin Farrell in The Banshees, Brendan Fraser in The Whale, Paul Mescal in Aftersun, which... no one really talked about a lot, but it's supposed to be good. And Bill Nighy in Living, which people talked about less. But it also got a screenplay nomination, I do believe. Who's your favorite? Who do you like? And who do you like and who do you think you're gonna win, Todd? Okay, Todd may be speaking over me right now, but we don't know.
No, I wasn't right? speaking, so, but I did lose you guys. What's the question?
Best actor, Austin Butler, Colin Farrell, Brendan Fraser, Paul Mescal, and Bill Nighy. Who do you like? Who would you give the Oscar to, and who do you think is going to get it?
I mean, I think Colin Farrell is going to get it.
Oh, yeah?
But I would give it to Brendan Fraser because, you know, I've never worked with Colin Farrell.
Oh, that's a really good point. Yes, you did work with Brendan Fraser famously.
Yeah. People love the film that I'm in with Brendan Fraser. They love me and they love Brendan.
I think that's probably going to sway a lot of Academy votes in his favor.
I think it might split it because so many people hate Todd.
Ooh, that's a good point. That is a good point.
That's true.
It's going to be, yeah.
That's true. That's the reason he left the business is because he was ashamed of having worked with me.
Skelton, what about you? What do you think?
I think Fraser's gonna win. That's where I put my
Fraser.
Money. Fraser.
I think you're probably right, but Colin Farrell should.
Okay. Wait, did you see?
Colin Farrell should almost always win when he puts in any kind of performance because he's really good.
Yeah, but he's also in. He's also in fucking. He's in the Thai cave rescue 13. Lives, and he's also in is he in After Yang this year, which is really good, and he's in something else. Oh, Batman.
Yeah, he was like Penguin and all this I didn't even realize it was him for a while.
No, I didn't realize until I saw the credits.
Why do you think, Skelton, that they're gonna give it to Brendan Fraser?
I think it's two reasons. I think one is that, you know, I haven't seen The Whale, but, you know, the buzz is all that his performance is really, really good. So it's a worthy performance. And it's this kind of self-inflicted comeback Hollywood thing that Hollywood loves. Hollywood loves to, like, chew up talent and then be nice to them later.
I know it. Oh my god!
Yeah,
I think it's I think he's a weird sentimental favorite. It's not like he's like Jessica Tandy or something. But I honestly think
It's like when you said Jessica Tandy with like dripping with hate. What do you have against Jessica Tandy?
Listen, that bitch knows what she did, and her fucking husband Hume Cronin too. They can both rot in hell. No, I weirdly meant that Brendan Fraser looks very different from when he was hunky in working with Todd. Yeah. And I think having gained, you know, I don't know, 5 stone or whatever, however you would say it, I think that actually made him a weird sentimental favorite in some weird way.
You don't think it was that he was sexually assaulted and he kind of quit acting because of that?
No, I do not at all. I don't think the general public knows that some Golden Globe producer smacked his ass or whatever the fuck happened. He's become the sentimental favorite, like fucking Jessica Tandy. It's very strange. I think there's this idea that, like, it's brave to come back looking different, mm-hmm. like looking not super hunky.
Well, yeah, again, it's the bullshit Hollywood thing. It's like he just got older, like everyone does. And
I know.
Your body changes, and then Hollywood's like, it's so brave of him to have aged.
To be fat.
Yeah, I think
it's brave.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's absolutely
I think it is ridiculous. Well, anyway, but that's sort of what I think is happening. Okay. Best actress.
Also, he does a fun job on Doom Patrol as the voice of Robot Man.
Nice. Best actress, Kate Blanchett in Tar, Ana de Armas in Blonde, which is very strange that she was nominated because no one liked that movie. Nominated for a bunch of Razzies this week. Andrea Riseborough in To Leslie, which was a like Gwyneth Paltrow and Ed Norton and a bunch of celebs whisper campaign that happened to come out at the last minute. Very strange. Michelle Williams in The Fableman. The studio tried to put her up for supporting, and she said, no, I'm lead. And she still got it. And Michelle Yeoh and Everything Everywhere All at Once. Who do you think is going to win? Who do you think should?
I think Blanchett's probably going to win.
Who do you think should?
Maybe Blanchett, but I also, I mean, you know, I have a soft spot for Michelle Yeoh. I'm a longtime Michelle Yeoh fan, so I would love to see her win.
You're a Yeoh head?
Yeah, I'm a Yeoh head, yeah.
I'm a Yeoh head, too.
Way back.
I also think that Michelle Yeoh is going to win, and I also think she deserves it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she probably will over Kate Blanchett. Kate Blanchett created an amazing character, and it's really quite good. Are you hip to this Andrea Riseborough thing?
I am not.
To Leslie is a movie that made about $14 in the box office, and just suddenly in the last like 2 weeks, a bunch of famous people, like celebrities, have come out and say Andrea Riseborough should be nominated for an Oscar, and she was.
That's interesting.
But it's a movie literally no one's heard of. Yeah. It's very, very strange. Read about it if you can. It's super, super odd.
That's interesting.
It's like super odd. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And weirdly, arguably knocked out two black actresses who were thought to have the fourth and fifth nominations or whatever.
Oh.
Two of them secured. So it's very strange. Very, very, very strange. Best actor in a supporting role, Brendan Gleeson in The Banshees. Brian Tyree Henry, which is very strange, in an Apple movie called Causeway. Judd Hirsch, who's, I think, the second oldest nominee for acting in The Fableman, after fucking Jessica Tandy. In The Fableman, he did about 5 minutes in that movie, and he acted the fuck like as hard as he could, and there you go. Barry Keoghan in The Banshees, he was fucking amazing. And Ki Huy Quan in Everything Everywhere, a.k.a. Short Round. Who do you think will be nominated and who should be?
I think that Brendan Gleeson will win. I think...
Yeah.
I think Ki Huy Quan should win. I think...
Yeah, I think that's...
I think his... Brendan Gleeson's great in the Banshees movie, and the writing of it is, for me personally, is not his fault. He's great. If anyone can sell chopping their fingers off and still composing music, it's him. But I honestly think that Key's performance in Everything Everywhere All at Once was definitely the most transcendent bit of acting that I saw all year. I thought he was amazing. I really
did.
Yeah,
he was fantastic.
Yeah, he was very good. I didn't see Causeway, but all four of these were quite good. Best actress supporting role, Angela Bassett in Black Panther, Huang Chao in The Whale. She was also really good in The Menu, which I kind of liked. Kerry Condon in The Banshees, Jamie Lee Curtis in Everything Everywhere, and Stephanie Hsu in Everything Everywhere. I think Jamie Lee Curtis should win.
Oh.
I don't think she will. I don't think she will. I think Angela Bassett will.
I think there's a good chance Angela Bassett will, and if she does, it's actually really well-deserved, because, like, her performance in, you know, even though it's a comic book movie, but it's like she was kind of the emotional anchor of that entire movie, and she really carried it.
I didn't see that shit.
With a far more gravity than one would expect in a comic book movie. So yeah, there are a couple of scenes in there that are really, really, really well acted. I would not object to her winning. Also, Angela Bassett's also terrific, so I'd be happy for her to win anything.
Todd, what about you?
I think Angela Bassett will win it.
Yeah.
As opposed to who I think I should win it. I mean, I haven't seen Wakanda Forever, and I really have no interest. But I'm sure Angela Bassett's great. She, you know, almost always is. So I have no problem with her getting it. But you know,
you wouldn't protest or something.
I wouldn't get mad about it. But you know, right. I also think that you're right. There's a lot of good performances in there. It's just so arbitrary, these awards. I get sad and confused that people have like great performances and then they're losers.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's. I'm going to skip screenplays because writers are fucking boring. talking about real quick, I'm just going to go over some snubs or omissions. You know, Viola Davis and Danielle Deadwyler for Till. Viola Davis for The Woman King. Mm-hmm. Those are the two who Andrew Riseborough arguably knocked out. Either one of those. Brian Tyree Henry was a surprise. Paul Mescal for After Sun was a surprise. Eddie Redmayne for The Good Nurse, which people really liked him in it but hated the movie. That was a surprise to some people. Let's see. No female filmmakers, as I said. Paul Dano for The Fablemans. He was the lead actor in that, although I think he was... up for supporting. He did not get a nomination. A lot of people thought Joseph Kosinski for Top Gun Maverick. I think he won the CSA, or at least he was definitely nominated. A lot of people thought he should be nominated.
For a director?
Yeah. No. He a DP.
Or yeah.
I mean, no. Sorry. No, I'm. Wait. Is he the? He is the director. I'm sorry. Never mind. I thought he was the DP. You're right. Never mind that. Tom Cruise, a lot of people thought he would be nominated for Best Actor, but if the movie happens to win Best Picture, he would go up because he's one of the producers.
Yeah.
A big snub, Decision to Leave, which was Park Chan-wook's movie that a lot of people liked, and it did not get nominated for Best International film. Okay, we're going to real quick.
Also, I mean, I think it's important to mention that Terrifier 2 is not nominated for any.
It was not. Terrifier 2 is not nominated. Art the Clown, not.
It wasn't
nominated.
Even nominated for Best Terrifier.
Yeah, it's a if ever there was a snub, that's a snub.
At the it was shut out of the Terrifies. all right, guys, we're going to play, since it's Oscar fever, and you guys obviously have caught it, we're going to play a game. It's called, Was It Nominated for an Oscar?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a movie. You're going to tell me if it was nominated for an Oscar or not.
I hope my sound doesn't go out. This is going to be hard to do.
You get 1 point if you are correct whether it was nominated for an Oscar or not. If it's a yes, you can get a bonus.
Oh no!
If you guess which category.
Which category?
Oh,
new boy! Oh boy!
For which category was this surprising movie nominated? Todd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding one or two fingers under the desk.
Ew. What are you doing with
in
them?
In my butt. One or two, Todd?
You're holding two.
I'm holding two. So you get to go first.
Ah, sweet.
Todd.
Sweet, yeah.
Or you get to decide if you're going first or not. There's 30 total. You want to go first or
30?
I'll go second.
All right. Skelton.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the Zohan.
It was not nominated for an Oscar.
It was not nominated for an Oscar. That's correct.
If Todd. That had been a yes, I would have just quit this
not
game.
Not even for costumes or nothing?
Yeah. Todd.
Yeah.
Ted.
Yeah, Ted was nominated.
It was. Seth MacFarlane for Best Original Song 2013.
I'm going to guess for the bonus point, Best Original Song.
That's bullshit. Sorry. That's bullshit. I saw that. Wait, that's bullshit. Right.
How is that bullshit?
No, he gave you the answer.
I said it.
This game is bullshit.
I have to give it to him. I'm sorry, Skull.
This is actual bullshit.
I'll give you. All right. I'm going to pick at random, Skeleton, one other of the bonuses that Todd will not be able to get.
Okay. You're still screwing me, but okay.
Okay. Skeleton.
Yeah.
2004 is The Village.
2004's The Village was not nominated.
It was nominated for an Oscar.
It was?
Best original Best screenplay? Score. Oh, score.
Best score.
Score.
Todd.
Uh-huh.
Click.
Click? No, that wasn't nominated for anything.
Makeup.
Makeup?
It was nominated for makeup?
That's ridiculous.
Fuck that. This is bullshit because the Academy Awards is bullshit.
Skeleton.
Yeah.
Skeleton. 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey was not nominated.
Best original song, The Weeknd, 2006.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Never forget Todd. About The Weeknd, ever.
Ladies and Todd. Gentlemen.
Yeah.
The Weeknd. The Weeknd. Todd.
Uh-huh.
2009, The Hangover.
The Hangover? I'm going to say it was nominated.
No.
Fuck.
It was not.
All right.
Top Skeleton.
Yeah.
Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius.
It was nominated.
That is correct. For what category?
Best animated.
You got 2 points.
Woohoo. That was worth risking the guess.
Todd.
Uh-huh.
2009. Monsters versus Aliens.
Yes, it was nominated.
It was not
nominated. It wasn't?
No.
This is
That was worth guessing, though, because if it had been, then you would have gotten the bonus for
the
sure.
Problem with this game is the Oscars is crap. It's crap.
That's why it's a great game.
Fucking
Skeleton.
Bullshit.
Yes.
Skeleton, The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye was nominated.
For what?
Makeup.
It was nominated for, well, you know what? I have to look this up now.
Yeah, look it up.
I'm doubting myself. I got best actress, but let me make sure it wasn't also.
Also
Eyes
makeup.
Of
yeah.
Tammy Faye. I bet you may be right.
Well.
Yeah. Actually, it was nominated for, yes, it won. I think. Yes, it won for makeup.
Because it got her eyes, right? It got her her eyes.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah. Okay, so you got 2 points for that. Good job. All right, Todd.
Uh-huh.
1998, The Big Lebowski.
I mean, it should have been, so I'm going to say yes. Nominated.
No, it was not nominated for anything.
Are you even for Best Supporting Actor for John? Fuck, for fuck's sake. Fuck the Oscars and fuck this game.
Skeleton.
Yes.
2021, Free Guy.
Free Guy? Free Guy was not nominated.
Best Visual Effects.
Oh, come. God damn it.
Todd.
Yeah.
2020, Hillbilly Elegy.
Yeah, it was nominated.
For which category? Yes, it was.
Best screenplay based on some other fucking shit.
No, Glenn Close and makeup and hair. You got 1 point.
Yeah, whatever. I was close.
Skelton.
You were Glenn Close.
Skelton. Skelton.
Skelton. Yes.
Glenn was close. Eurovision Song Contest : The Story of Fire Saga.
Was not nominated.
No, but it was.
What? For best, like songs
for best
or
song.
Something?
Yeah.
Eh, song. Damn it.
Tad.
Yeah.
Avengers Endgame.
Yes, it was nominated.
Yes, it was. For what?
Best visual effects.
You got it. 5-5.
That's a gimme.
Tied up, baby.
That's a gimme.
Yeah, well, it's about Skelton. Fucking time. I got this Glenn Close bullshit coming up.
Skelton.
Yeah.
2012.
Okay.
2009's 2012.
Oh, wait. It was nominated.
It was not nominated.
Ah, damn it.
Are you kidding me?
I was hoping there's a visual effects thing.
Those visual effects are awful.
Yeah, but so...
Todd. Okay. Ready Player One.
I'm going to say it was.
Did you you cut out? Did you say
it, I said it?
Did you say yes or no? Raise a thumbs up if yes.
It is nominated. Nominated
for what? That's correct. For what?
Nominated for best supporting actor, Mike Rylance.
No, best visual effects.
Ah, but that's fuck! I was gonna. That was my second guess. God
that's
damn!
That's
did you mean? Did you mean Mark Rylance?
Mark Rylance. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, whatever. But
Mike. Yeah, Mike's
guess.
His cousin.
That's a great guess. That was great.
Mike Skelton. Takes all the yes. work he won't take.
2017, The Disaster Artist.
It was nominated.
Yes, for what?
Screenplay.
Oh, hi, Mark. That's two.
Oh, hi.
Todd.
Ah.
2000's American Psycho.
American Psycho. I'm going to say it wasn't nominated.
What did you say? What did you answer?
No, not nominated.
That is correct. Not nominated. Skelton.
Do I get, yes. How many points do I get? Do I get 2 points?
No, you get 1 point.
But can I also then say what it was not nominated for?
What it was not nominated for?
To
yeah.
get a second.
Live action short. Todd. I mean,
no, it's
Skelton.
My turn.
No, Skelton. Skip Skelton. Go to me.
this game's bullshit.
2017's The Boss Baby.
The Boss Baby was nominated.
Yes, for what?
Best animated feature.
That's correct. Todd.
You. Why are you saying this game is bullshit, Skelton?
Todd.
Getting most of the gimme.
2017's Kong : Skull Island.
Kong Skull Island?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, it was nominated.
That's correct. For what?
Visual effects.
Yes, not director Jordan Vogt Roberts. That's correct. 2 points.
He needs to not go to any more clubs when he's in NAMM.
Don't never go to a club. Skelton, 2016, Passengers.
Passengers. I'm going to say Passengers was not nominated.
Ooh. No, it was nominated for both score and production design.
What? Is that the... Wait, was Passengers that, like, Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence.
And that was... Okay, this is bullshit.
It's that rapey space movie?
The rapey space movie. This should never have been nominated for anything. This is bullshit.
Okay.
Why are you so mad?
I'm mad because fucking Passengers was nominated for awards.
He's on the same page as me. The Oscars is bullshit, and that makes this game crap.
Ugh.
Makes this game fantastic. Todd.
Yeah.
Todd. Yeah. 2016's Deepwater Horizon.
Deepwater Horizon. Oh, shit.
Correct. I can only think of Deep Star 6.
Deepwater. Yeah, no, I know. But if it was... I'm going to say it wasn't nominated because it shouldn't have been.
And yet it was.
For fuck's sake.
For vis effects and sound editing.
For fuck's sake.
All right, yeah, because there's lots of explosions.
Fuck the Oscars, skeleton. You guys. The Oscars is crap. This game is a lie.
Skeleton.
Yeah.
Skeleton.
Yeah.
2016.
Visual Neil effects? Caesar. That movie's terrible. The effects in it are terrible.
Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar was nominated. Yes.
Yes. For what?
Screenplay.
No, production design.
Ah, okay. That's a, yeah, that makes
Todd.
Sense.
Todd. Todd. 1978's Halloween.
Oh, is that for me? I lost the sound for that.
We're waiting for Todd's audio to come
back. I can't hear you.
Waiting for Todd's audio. We're gonna win a podcasting award.
Yeah, no, this is seamless.
All right, I'm back.
All right, here you go. Halloween.
1978's Halloween. Was it nominated for anything?
That's the question.
Yes.
Nope.
Fuck.
Skeleton.
Another fucking oversight. Another oversight.
2015's Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton? I'm going to say was not nominated.
It was nominated for Best Original Screenplay. Todd.
Damn it.
Uh-huh.
Jackass Presents : Bad Grandpa.
Yes, it was nominated.
Yes, it was. For what?
Best documentary.
No, makeup and hair.
Whatever.
I was going to say, like, best kick to the balls.
Skeleton.
Yeah.
2004, School of Rock.
No.
No is correct.
Oh, whew.
It's 11-10. Todd.
Mm-hmm.
2012, Paranorman.
I'm going to say it was.
It was. For what, Todd?
Best animated feature?
You got it. You're the beneficiary of Skeleton.
The cartoon ones are a little easier. Usually.
Okay.
There's no need to disparage my success.
All I'm saying is I figured out that pattern and you copied me. So.
Skeleton.
Oh, yeah.
Cloudy with a change of meatballs.
Chance.
You mean a chance of meatballs.
I'm sorry. I wrote it wrong.
Change. It's cloudy with a change
classic.
Of meatballs.
I'm going to say different that movie. It was nominated.
No.
It wasn't?
Stephen Skeleton axiom falls apart.
Hey, look, you take the risk because it pays off if it...
it's two for one, baby. Yeah, it's like splitting it. It's splitting eights, baby. Todd.
Uh-huh.
Last one.
I'm a gambler.
This is number 30?
Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Mm. 2008. Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. Yes, it was nominated.
Yes, for what, Todd?
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Visual effects.
No, makeup.
Makeup? Oh, I was gonna say costume.
Technically, makeup is visual effects. What the fuck are we even talking about?
Well, you guys, that's it. Todd won 13-11. Good job, Todd. I really, my favorite game is when Todd complains through it and then wins.
And then wins, yeah.
Yeah, that's always the best.
I stand by my statement that the Oscars is bullshit, and that's why these questions can be very misleading.
No, saying the Oscars is bullshit is a brave take.
You knew what? No, I'm not talking about the Oscars anymore. I'm talking about you.
He doesn't care what anybody thinks.
I'm talking about you and what you knew you were doing. You knew you were manipulating minds because the Oscars is bullshit. You knew what you were doing with this game.
I call that game mad success. Guys, that's the end of our week, end of our podcast. We'd like to thank, I mean, really no one, just us, right?
We got to thank Adam Blau.
I mean, Adam Blau.
Yeah. Music.
And thank him. But mostly we should thank us.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly us, because we work very hard at this ramshackle podcast with audio problems.
I'd like to especially thank the Simi Valley Verizon.
It's Spectrum. Spectrum. Yeah, you know.
They're doing great. They're doing great work.
I'm on the Spectrum, you guys.
On that tasteless note, my name is Stephen Falk.
I could be on the spectrum of a lot of things, like whatever you leapt to. I meant like bipolar.
It's good that we should keep digging this hole.
That's Todd Robert Anderson digging a hole. But... That's Skelton pointing it out. We are the Film Pigs. We love the movies.
We do.
And
we've got Oscar fever.
Maybe it's COVID. Maybe it's COVID.
Yeah, it could be COVID.
All right, we're due for boosters. So thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.